We got four?
Four, we do.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna call the Planning Commission work session into order for Monday, October 28th. Well, this is gonna be weak, but we'll start out with roll call. Bill Brannigan?
Here.
I'm here. Bob Berman? Jim Hanselman?
I'm here.
Gary East? Braulio? John Updike?
Here.
Dustin Capri? And Greg Sutton. Okay. New business. Event plan for City Center Revitalization Planning Project. Derek.
I'm gonna go and bring this up, so Bill can track along too. So I'm gonna go and put a shared screen on here and kind of walk through it. So, And I'm gonna be having a similar conversation with the council at its first meeting in November. We just wanna make sure both the commission and the council have an opportunity to look at it and provide feedback before the event happens. So, this is the part of the scope of a project of this scale. It goes through the Transportation Growth Management Program. They put a formal public event plan together. Part of us try to make sure that we stay on track, getting all of the outreach components out when we need to get them out, but then also kind of walking through and the different components of the public event, and we want to make sure that we've got it kind of set up appropriately. So for this particular public event, we have three pieces to it. We have a community workshop that's going to be held on the 14th of November at the Health Education Center. On the 15th, we will then have focus groups. So we're going to end up doing three. I think the event says two. I talked to Brandy, who's with JLA, the outreach sub-consultant on this project. And we want to have a focus group meeting with business owners in addition, down in that city center area, in addition to focus groups with service providers and members of the community that are predominantly Spanish speaking. So those would be the three focus group meetings that would be held.
That was my idea. That's a good one.
Nice job. So that'll happen on the 15th. And then from the 14th through December 6th, we're going to run an online open house. So those that can't attend or don't want to attend the community workshop, they'll have an opportunity to participate in the online open house. And even those that do attend the workshop can still participate in the online open house.
I had a question in your memo, your introductory memo.
Oh, my intro memo?
Yeah. It says you're going to mail them out with the October utility bills.
Yep.
And
4,000 flyers sitting over there in the finance department right now.
Well, it's been pointed out that a lot of people don't get a utility bill.
Right.
Is it possible, and it may not be with the computer system, to put a blurb into the email that, like, I get that says, here's your next bill? I just get an email, and it tells me the amount, and that's about it, and then it's a direct debit.
Not sure. I'll have to check in with finance on that.
So you mean billing like Thompson's?
Software, huh?
Like Thompson's will send out the e-bill, and they'll have a PDF attached with an update on things or new information.
Well, I don't know that our same software concept, allows right? that, but if concept. It does, we should do that to catch the other half of the people that are not getting a paper.
Well, keep in mind, we're also going to be doing a postcard drop via carrier route, so that's going to go to...
That's true. That's going to go to everybody.
That's going to everybody. And it'll hit after the election, so they won't be in automatic toss-it mode, hopefully.
Yeah.
It's information overload.
I'm still waiting for my voter guide.
No.
I am, and my street is.
I think they missed you.
Oh, I got mine.
That ship is sailing.
Sorry.
Yeah, because I got mine about 2 weeks ago. And
And it happened the same
I got mine.
All right. Sorry, Derek. We got off topic.
No, sir. So for purposes of advertising, the event plan kind of maps out the different steps that we're taking. You know, not only are we, you know, we want to work through the committee, the citizen advisory committee members. So they certainly, you know, a lot of the members of the advisory committee represent organizations and groups. So we're going to look for them to push information out to help us get the word out as well. And so we'll reach out with the flyer and remind folks, hey, can you get this out to, you know, members of your organization or whatnot. Press releases will be going out. We'll do at least two of them. They got dates here for those. Utility billing, flyer, that's ready to go. Just got the draft at the end of the day today on the postcard. We need to get that going, so we're a little bit behind on that, but we should still be okay. Website I checked was not up to date at the end of the day, so I reached out to JLA, said, hey, look, that's you guys need to update that. So we have that link on the city website to the webpage for the project. That still shows just public event, TBD, so we need to get that stuff in there. So hopefully we'll get that taken care of tomorrow. I'll bug them if they don't. Be doing some pushing some information out via social media. John Fuller, our communication specialist, is going to be walking the business district, talking to business owners. So trying to make sure they're all aware of the upcoming event.
These are business owners along both the 101 and 20 corridor.
Right, and to be fair, there are some residences too. So we want that are within the project area. Once you get a block off 101 and 20, it kind of becomes a mix in some sense.
It should
include 9th Street too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You better be talking to those people.
I'm not going to talk to them.
No, I'm just saying.
So the way we have the meeting set up for the community workshop, which is going to be on the 14th at the Health Education Center. It's going to get set up so that people can drop by as it's convenient to them. So I'm going to confirm the start date. So I'm not start time, because I think 5:30 might be a little late. I think we were going to start a little bit earlier than that, but I'll confirm that. Should be on the, I thought, it, yes, to 7 is what I thought it was, but I'll check that. And so folks will be able to come by. There'll be a welcome table, display boards. One item, Bob's aware of this, that we are going to add to this is we're going to have some information explaining. Yeah, there was a third option that was evaluated as part of the transportation system plan. It was a long couplet. It was not pursued, and here are the reasons why. So we'll have that in summary form on a board or something. So we'll get that put together. That was discussed at the last advisory committee meeting on Friday. Welcome table, display boards. That area is set up with a number of round tables. That's kind of how that space fills out. We're anticipating or we'll be at least prepared to accommodate around, 60 people?
Yeah, we said 50, 60.
50, 60 in that range. That's kind of our guesstimate of the kind of attendance we're likely to get. And that'll come in spurts. You know, so we wanted to make sure we were up and running early enough for those who don't like to drive at night, but stay open long enough for those that work and have no choice but to drive at night.
Yeah, excellent decision.
So what is the time span of this now? It's a little unclear from this.
Yeah, I think it's either 4 or 4:30 to 7.
4 to 7.
4 to 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, begins at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
So drop in. We'll do a presentation. So we'll have tables that are staffed to kind of cover different topic areas, and they're listed here. So we'll be talking about US 20, 101, the different options, short couplet, two-way on 101, and some different concepts like that, the project area map. kind of what you would expect, lots of flip charts and easels and things of that nature. I'll skip past the supplies. So the online open house will have similar information in what we're going to what we'll be presenting at the community workshop. But it'll also have a number of questions, and the questions are what I really wanted to make sure to chat with you about. The questions have been structured to give us information about what people want in terms of their desires and more walkability, things of that nature, not pick a shortcut or two-way option. Because most folks who are walking into something like that cold don't really have enough information to really do that. But they can come in and say, hey, look, you know, my experience in City Center is this. And, you know, it's difficult to walk, or it's difficult to park, or I'd like to see this or that. And then we can take that information and then say, okay, which of our options best address those, or best address those needs or desires of the community. So I'm going to skip over to the questions here real quick. Survey questions.
So is your... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, so for example, I'm gonna pop this guy up here. So the first question here, what improvements and changes would you like to see in the project area? Options such as traffic calming, improved pedestrian access, improved parking, cycling, placemaking. So you can see, get a sense of what do people want. And this is one of those check all that applies. So we'll get some information there in terms of what the principal interests are for people who are attending the workshop. Then they have an opportunity to scale that. So that'll give you also a sense.
Wait, is that the same options?
Mm-hmm. I believe so, but it puts them in relative importance. That's all.
That seems a little redundant, but okay.
I don't mind sharing some of that with them, Bob. I mean, but...
I mean, you know, if you're going to ask about these options, that. Yes, I want that one, that one, and that one. I could just as easily say first choice, second choice, third choice at that same time. And
yeah, one option might be just to combine those and say, give us your top five. I mean, I think you're making it so granular that it's going to be difficult for the consultant to sort all this out. You're going to get a lot of data. So thought there, mm-hmm. of how to maybe structure that in a way where your responses are more helpful.
I'm all for simplifying, because there may be other questions we want to add. And so if you can combine in one location, that may free up some room. They put these questions together, just to be clear. So hopefully they were anticipating.
So they know what they're in for.
What okay. Gonna get
I out get it. All right. It's garbage bucket. Yeah. Hmm? It's you know, put enough out there that people will find something to hammer away at. So, you know, I see.
And I assume these questions will have a comments box associated with each question.
I don't know.
Anything else? Question mark line.
See, they're going to be looking to do is there will probably be something like that, and I'll work with them to get, but it's probably going to be one option
over
that.
Okay.
These are all going to be check boxes. They don't want free flow text. Free flow text then is too hard to compile. Mm-hmm. You'll just get all kinds of stuff.
Right.
Okay.
So the best we usually can get out of that would be one of those, kind of anything else you'd like to share kind of deal.
Right.
So these will be check boxes. So this one would be, what could redevelopment of this area mean for Newport?
So in number three, some of these have like two different issues combined in one. I think three, to be opposite of what I just said, I think three could be expanded. And you maybe pull some things apart, like, for instance, public funding and stewardship to support catalytic and affordable housing and commercial development. Very bureaucratic and wordy, but I would want to know, do you want to support catalytic affordable housing or commercial development? And which one's more important? You can't get that from an answer there. So it's, and there's a couple in there where there's more than one mini topic. I think you may want to think about just splitting those out.
I would think they'd want it specific.
Yeah, there I think you want some granularity,
you're not thinking,
right?
Which did
yeah.
they mean?
Yeah.
That doesn't, not good data.
I don't understand number 12, which is location outside of tsunami zone. Isn't all of it already outside the tsunami zone? Or are we contemplating somehow putting it in?
You're right.
Okay.
John, I haven't gone through, combed through these yet, so.
No worries. Otherwise, I'd like the questions.
I don't have it.
Yeah, that's all. All of that's out.
What?
So that whole area is out, so there's no reason for the tsunami. That's a wasted question.
Okay.
Right, but.
I don't know how we put it in.
Why is the farmer's market is on there twice? Number 6 and then one down a couple of lines.
They get sloppy.
Compare 6 with 12 or 13.
Yeah, 13, yeah.
6 and 13 are redundant.
So the survey will refrain from asking if there's a preference to option 1 or option 2. There's no way that question won't be addressed in this survey. I mean, I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just saying some people are going to want to comment. They're not being given that option. And I know
that's why a lot of people are going to show up if they do.
Well, yes.
To express their opinion about one of those two.
Yes, and we do want people to look at it in a bigger way than just, you know, those two options or, you know, one way or two way. I don't know how, I mean, that's the elephant in the room, and I don't know that we're addressing that or giving the whoever comes to these meetings the opportunity to address that. That would be,
If there's some combining of questions 1 and 2, maybe that creates room for a very specific traffic-related question.
Right.
I agree, is hanging out there.
But in these 5 questions, that isn't available, and these are just check marks anyways, or you know, 1 to 5 scale kind of thing.
We're certainly going to be collecting feedback, but we're also going to be educating. A lot of this is about education, because a lot of folks don't know the differences between these two options. And what that would mean on the ground. You know, they frame in their mind, okay, this is what a couplet looks like or not. They don't understand the two-way option or realize that the two-way option means all on-street parking on 9th and 101 goes bye-bye, which is a lot of on-street parking and all of your parking that would be facing any kind of businesses. So once people start digging into it, you start to see, you know, lights going off. Oh, I see this does this or that. This has a wider sidewalk. This, you know, the bike lanes work here. I mean, so they'll begin to see that. So it'll be a lot of education about those options.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think a lot of emphasis has to be put on friendly. Is it a friendly space? You feel comfortable being there?
I mean,
That's the most important thing, I believe, for this to be successful.
Yeah, 6 and 13, redundant under.
All right, we're on barrier, said my piece.
Okay.
On some of the slides, or this one in particular, the orange blocks. Are identified as public. What does that, is that city property? Is that what these yellow blocks are?
The yellow, when you see on redevelopment potential, that's all public. It should be. So you're going to have some of it cities, some of it school districts, some of it would be urban renewal, some of it would be county.
Okay.
We may even have state property in there.
Okay.
I think we do.
Okay.
Like the armory.
Yeah, okay.
So you're going to have
just much broader than city. Okay. Okay. Ownerships are right. But that may make them accessible for planning. Yeah. I don't know. Okay.
So for question four.
Yeah.
I see a lot of duplication that's around market issue. So they've got one, two, 10, 11, all seem to ask the same question. Gee, it's really tough to develop. Is that a challenge? Can we just make that one question or somehow split it out differently to get, because I'm not sure anyone's going to recognize a nuance here between those four. Like market challenges and difficult retail environment, that's kind of the same thing. And we're also getting to check all that apply. I mean, if you check one, you should be checking them all. So it's a thought. You can maybe compress that a little bit.
Yeah, they slipped in incomplete, Ped. Incomplete isn't really quite where I'd go with it either. I think I might rather say unsafe or undesirable PED environment, not infrastructure. I don't know if infrastructure is the right word.
Yeah, that's a horrible word for the public. we get that, but
a barrier developed to certainly to development is it's not an attractive place for people to get out and walk. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't really say that.
Right.
So we'll get that one too. All right.
Street.
I think that's getting at it needs to get at 101 and 20, frankly. Neither of them are particularly attractive places to walk.
Well, there's so much traffic. I mean,
I guess it's in the eye of the beholder. We have actually a fairly complete PED network. I mean, if you're going to say sidewalk in the city, you're going to see it along 101. Got a lot of it on 9th.
That's the one place where it is connected.
It is one place where it is connected. It's just narrow, close to tailpipes, and in many cases, old and broken up.
Yeah.
Especially walking on 9th.
Unfriendly.
Sometimes you got some really choppy stuff that you're
getting. Yeah.
Now, you know, this is very difficult to actually incorporate if we're not going to say, do you prefer a couplet or a two-way, but
yes,
all these same questions should apply to 9th Street. They specifically mention US 101 and 20, but same issues, or some of them are almost unique to 9th Street.
Yeah, can it just be focus areas and leave out the parentheses?
Yeah. Yeah, in the project area, maybe, mm-hmm, instead of specifically mentioning 101 and 20.
To get people to think broader.
Except enhance US 20 as first ocean. You know, that's a good idea.
What's not asked is parking in those 12 questions.
No joke. And that's a fair point, John, because we spent a fair amount of time actually at the advisory committee meeting talking about that. There's three slides in there that was about parking, I think, more or less. Parking is a big deal. All right, they gave you two open-ended ones, Bob. Are there specific opportunities or barriers you'd like to share, or what else should we know?
Yep. Okay.
So what do you think? Are there, do you, outside of You think we should ask them specifically about those two transportation options? Or part of me is also, housing is a big deal here, and I don't see it emphasized much either.
I, you know, just my sense from the meeting is that that's the specific feedback we're looking for. That's the big question.
Mm-hmm.
The rest is all, there's some technical details, but it, but the big question is, what should we do one way or two way? And if you're going to put it in an online open house, there maybe should be links, even, you know, when you're presenting the question, that takes you to the map, to two maps, and a commentary about the benefits and deficits of each option.
You'd almost have to, when you, Bob, well, you'd have to put the positives and negatives of each, because otherwise you could get a nonsensical information out of the, you know, you could get a, for example, we could get a whole lot of feedback that we want an enhanced pedestrian kind of experience with more separation from vehicles, but then they shoot down the couplet, which is the one option that would do that. I mean, you see, you could get that without...
True. Well, I don't know. Based on these responses, I don't see this steering me one way or the other. I don't see it being relevant to that decision. Now, there's other decisions you're going to have to make that this ties in on, but there's very little here that is going to help me decide how I'm going to vote on whether it's the couplet or 101. Maybe that's okay, because obviously I understand the issues a little bit better than most people. But I did specifically say at the meeting, let's wait. I mean, they were actually proposing to vote two options.
That was, remember when I told you right when I came in here, you know, these guys are paid a lot of money. What the heck are they doing?
Yeah.
You know, you heard me right after that. I was like, you know, that's not the question. The question is, are the materials coming together in a way that we're going to get an informed feedback from this process? I mean, really, that's the question. Are we getting the information framed in a manner in which people can look at it and say, this makes sense, or this makes sense, and we can start to get that kind of information coming out of it, not tell us which one you like?
Well, obviously, without enough background information, that question is doesn't make a lot of sense. But then that's the job of this, is to inform people what the two options are. I think online survey, some of the things, like you said, you put them in there just as an informational item rather than a true question. I don't know. Bill, did you have something to say?
Yeah. What process did Philomath go through? Because they're still repainting the roads and everything. But they, you know, I mean, it was, you know, they went to, if you wanted to say, one way each way. And if memory serves me correctly, the citizens weren't very happy about that. They didn't understand it. So I'm just, you know, I think if we're trying to do a vote, people don't like change. So everybody's going to say, leave it like it is, make improvements, and, you know, forget the couplet idea.
Yeah, Philomath is a harder one because, you know, that was coupleted a long time ago. And what they did was actually improve an existing couplet. It's not like, you know, I mean, so all this work that we just saw through Philomath was actually making an existing couplet work in a more functional manner.
But they must have done that. Wasn't it about 10 years ago that they just...
It had to have been something like that.
Yeah, that's when they made the couplet.
It was probably more than 10 years at this point.
I remember when it wasn't,
yeah,
for whatever that's worth. But so your bill, you're right. There must have been a process. There must have been a lot of the same discussions. Maybe they have a final report, Derek. Maybe they have a final report from back then, and
yeah, maybe. You know, they're not the only one. They're the most visible one for us.
For us, yeah.
The most visible one is up there, Tillamook.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Tillamook?
Coos Bay is.
Well, let's take your pick: North Bend, Astoria, Tillamook, Ashland. The list goes on. Philomath, Corvallis. You know, you get to a certain size, and that's your option. You know, if you have enough volume on a highway, it's not like you can go and buy, you know, 100 properties along a highway to widen it. Yeah. Well, you know, one other thing I noticed that's not really in here has to do with the business facade grant. Is there any way to tease out, I guess in my mind, with that,
a theme, uniform theme for the buildings down there? Is that what you're talking
about?
Well,
that's that catalyzed question partially, but it mixes commercial and residential. So it'd be nice to hear from the public, should there be an emphasis on commercial revitalization?
That's the key, right? With it. Or supporting housing.
Right.
Bill, did we cut you off there?
No.
No, that's where something to help inform us, help us understand how folks want to see that kind of incentive program structured. They want to see it catalyze existing or new commercial development, housing.
Yeah, I would think that it would be a major topic at the business owners session, because they're the ones that are going to take advantage of that pretty much exclusively. But, it's a nice topic for the general public, but I don't, you know, it says, should we give money away to private businesses to improve the looks of it? And there's a gut reaction to that.
Yeah, that's harder to sell.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Well, I must say, before you move too far, and I'm a little disappointed that 9th Street isn't mentioned much. It's presented in the maps, so people will see that it's involved, but all of these questions, two of them specifically, 3 and 4, direct your thinking to 101 and 20 with no mention, and sometimes encouraging people to think of the possibilities that could happen with 9th might change the way they think, but we're not, I don't see any, other than pictures, all the questioning seems to be just about 20 and 101, and I'd like to think that people had the chance to think through the pros and cons of 9th Street and be a little more forward in trying to get people to think that. Sometimes you have to lead people into education kicking and screaming, but it's important to give them the opportunities to see all sides. That's what good education does, is present all sides. So I'm just a little disappointed in the direction of this, but I'll live with it. I guess we have to live with it.
20th and gets paired with First. That's the other one too. Northeast First is what gets paired with 20, because Northeast First would take on cycling. One thing that they're only beginning to do is, which I think is really important here, is to show how these improvements tie into the rest of the network. We didn't have that with the TSP. It was crayon drawings. Didn't really show, okay, well, all right, you do this, and then how do you go from there and tie into anything? So they're beginning to try to map that out.
Yeah.
Anything else on this event? Anything you think we're missing? Anything?
Well, we haven't gone through the demographic questions.
Oh, you want to touch on those?
Yeah. To my mind, if you look at each question, and you ask, what information are we getting that we didn't already have from the responses that's going to be useful here? In other words, does it really matter what the age of the person is that responds. You know, we're not going to get to the point where we say, all young people want a couplet and the old folks don't. I don't think that's particularly relevant, the age, as to how it relates to the questions in the survey. And
let me ask you this, because I know we ran into this at one point with one of our projects where we did have a demographic question, and it turned out that we, by the method that we had basically structured that, ended up getting way disproportionate feedback coming in from folks that were of retirement age. And we didn't have much in the way of feedback from, say, younger demographic. I'm trying to think, it was the Park System Master Plan. May have been the Park System Master Plan. It was one of our plans where we had that rear its head, where it's like, okay, based on how we did this, we got a lot more participation from one group, one specific demographic.
Is that going to have any effect on the final decision? If we know that all the old folks want to leave it like it is, it's not broken. And I don't know. The race ethnicity one is the one that really pisses me off.
Okay.
I don't see any reason whatsoever to ask that. And I consider it a little insulting. A resident is a resident, or a visitor is a visitor. And it's not going to make any difference to me, and I hope not to anybody on the committee, what the race or ethnicity is of the person responding to the
question. But I'm guessing
the age, I can see you can make an argument, although I don't agree with it.
I think with a state grant, though, don't you have to be sure that you're not disproportionately excluded?
I can share your concerns, Bob, but at the end of the day, this is a state-funded one, and yeah. I believe that has to... They're going to want to see underrepresented groups brought into the process, and that's one of their ways of looking at that.
Okay, yeah, if you would bring it up. If that's a requirement, that's fine. Otherwise, I sort of resent the fact it's there.
And you know, there are a number of folks who choose not to fill those out, and nobody's required to. That you know, is part of the deal.
Well, the people who are really engaged with the city tend to be retirees, people who have time. I mean, I deal with a lot of young people, meaning 35 and below. You'll never see them here. You'll seldom see, unless it's a surfing issue, okay? Because they're too busy living their lives. And so it's always a distorted public that shows up to these events. And I would imagine it's similar in towns that are similar to us, which is weighted heavily towards retirement as well. And many retirees have incomes that allow them or have taught them to keep their eye on the ball. So they're engaged.
Right. But my question is, what difference does it make in terms of the answers?
I'm just saying that I don't expect demographics not to be distorted at some point. Some groups are always overrepresented or underrepresented. I'm glad to see that they're trying to get more representation from the Latino groups. Yeah, I don't know how you tackle that. We've not had a lot of success.
You know, one other area that we didn't really touch on through this, but hopefully it'll come up in the focus group, particularly the businesses, is this concern about displacement of existing businesses. We do have a number of businesses in the city center area that probably couldn't afford to be in any other area.
Yeah, sure.
And with redevelopment, particularly a major reinvestment like what we're looking at doing on the streetscape, that could very well, lead to increased rents and displacement.
Well,
yeah, there is. I mean, there is a displacement question on 3.
It'll disrupt businesses during the construction.
I didn't see that.
Which is
That's
good.
Difficult on some businesses down in city center that are struggling.
Have it on 3. Where'd you find that, John?
Number 8.
Yeah, number 8. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, maybe that's enough. Happen to see what kind of response we get on that.
Yeah. Good on you.
But it's a good point about, I mean, where I come from, Tucson, we still have fights about the 1960s urban renewal. And so anytime I went south of a certain street and ran a public meeting, I'd first have to get past urban renewal that happened 50 years ago. Then we can move to what we are trying to accomplish now.
Exactly.
But particularly for the Latino community, they look at urban renewal and say, that's a negative. That's somehow pointed at me and displacing me. So there is that just inherent fear of urban renewal that it's good to address it. So maybe there's another way to get at it too, just to be very overt about it, to see if that's sort of shading the conversation in any way. Be good to know that.
It would be. Because there are some steps that we could take, particularly with respect to the business assistance side of it, mm-hmm. to try to head that off. If it does look like it's going to be an issue.
But just in terms of displacement, could the conditions associated with the grants or loans somehow limit rent increases after the project for some period?
That's a possibility. If the agency is involved in a redevelopment project, it could reserve some of the lease space. So you know, for existing businesses, so that, you know, there's some different things that could be done.
That's a good point about urban renewal. It is a fairly nasty term, but not so much around here. We've had pretty good success, and
historically, it has had its issues in certain communities. Is probably a fair way to say that.
But we did have a planning commission member that when he resigned, that was part of the reason. His tax money was going not to where he voted for it to go.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a general question? What's the height limitation for development in this area, particularly along the 101?
50 feet.
50?
50.
Any discussion about even raising that? Quid pro quo is it makes something more.
The fire codes get quite a bit more complicated if we go over 50 in terms of, you know, if you're going
high rise versus mid rise.
Right.
Yeah.
In terms of how the building is structured.
Right.
And our fire department is not really equipped to tackle the larger structures. So it opens up a little bit different issue for us.
Got it. So if fiscally a development made sense at 10 stories, our fire department would say, excuse me, but you got to buy me some new equipment.
Yeah. Well, new equipment. You're putting
a new firehouse. Put it in.
You know, because what two stories you memory serves on this. Well, if you go to 10 stories, using your example.
I'm just using the example.
Now you have to fight. You have to have a fire control from within the building.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a whole different setup in there that they would need to train on in terms of fighting, you know that kind of a blaze on a 9th floor or a 10th floor.
Right.
Because you're not going to get to that with your ladder truck, which is the best they can do is the 50-foot height limits with their ladder truck.
Right.
So now they're having a whole different type of training. And is our fire department really equipped to do that? It is volunteer heavy. So, I mean, that's a whole different level of training you would be asking volunteers to do.
Okay. Good to know. Okay.
Our fire chief.
They don't even have enough volunteers as it is today.
You know where that topic, we had a healthy discussion about that when we lifted the height limits down at South Beach for the vertical evacuation with the MSI building.
Mm-hmm.
Fire chief was in here talking to planning commission about it when we did the code changes. Very sensitive to that particular issue just because of the just where their organization's at right now.
Okay.
Anything else for the good of the order? We had one other agenda item.
Pardon?
We have one other work session agenda
right.
item.
Yeah, so. That's what I was just going to say.
Okay.
Do we need to continue this, or
did I hear that there's a you mentioned focus groups on the next day after this public meeting?
Correct.
So what can you explain what that is? I mean, I haven't been in any of these meetings. So focus groups of specifically invited people, or like subset of the committee?
No, that's fair. So there will be three focus group sessions that are held on the Friday, and this is in part intended to make sure we're bringing in underrepresented folks. One of the focus groups is going to be with individuals in the community who are predominantly Spanish speaking. Another one will be with service providers. Then a third would be with businesses, the downtown businesses. So just targeted conversations, probably a little bit more informal, but would cover the same stuff. They'll be held at the library.
Got it. So those might be interactive, charrette kind of discussions around a table.
Possibly. Yeah, I'm trying to get my arms around exactly how they're going to be doing that. Is this kind of like a little meeting in a box kind of thing where, you know, each, I think it's going to be important that we allow for people to share their thoughts in a very, you know, comfortable way, but also make sure we cover the same information with all three.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, should we move along to the next item? Bill, anything more on that?
Yeah. No.
Okay. Gonna move along to the
bath.
Whoop, missed that. The progress report on the reformatting of the Newport Comprehensive Plan Streamlining Project.
Can you hear me? Yeah. Okay.
You'd be good.
So in my memo to you guys, I kind of just outlined what I've done since our last meeting in August, and did some statistics too. So first I just said we have the same goals as ever. And then I just decided on a format, and I have to excuse me because the printer was set at this. So what I've got here is, you know, say what statewide goal it's linked to. Sometimes it's more than one. Then the actual statewide goal, let's look at like the one that's chapter 3, if you will. It's got two statewide goals. I pulled this from the Tigard comp plan because I like that they did that. And then if it needs any sort of explanation. And then just kind of an overview. It changes with every chapter. Just like what somebody might want to know about the history.
Is that what you were showing them?
Yeah, three. And any of the chapters show, you know, the same format. And then in general on that topic, what's happened in Newport so far, what's led us to where we are now. And then followed by the goals and implementation measures that have not changed from that. In many cases, if you want to look at the one that's chapter 5, I'm not sure which one that is on your...
Chapter 5.
The one... Did you say something?
Bill?
I was just saying chapter 5.
Okay.
So, okay, got it.
Chapter 5.
There you go.
Got it.
Oh, look at that. What was I about to say about it? So if I did include take a document off of the comp plan, I referred to it, and I said is referred to by I forget the wording that I used, but that's I just took it out and said it's referred to hereby referred to, or hereby incorporated into this document by reference. So that's not what this chapter 5, for example, has. This one refers to the hazard mitigation plan And I need to talk to Derek about whether they go into appendices or supporting documents or that sort of stuff. We kind of just need to figure out the organization based on what's required of us by the state. I'm not committed to these photos that I grabbed, or in this case, a map. And sometimes when I came across a mission statement, like of the police department, or here the hazard mitigation plan, I put it in a blue box. You know, it's all up for grabs, like what exactly photos are going to be included or that sort of thing. I mentioned these were like 95 or percent done. They're more like 80%, especially the last one, which I looked at again this morning, and gosh, it's got a lot ways to go. Do you have any comments on in general, or the photos I used, or more photos, fewer photos, more of this, less of that, more explanation, that kind of thing?
Well, the one thing that jumped out at me is that the photo US 101 in the chapter on agriculture and forest, that just doesn't seem to make...
You mean chapter 11? Urbanization?
I'm looking chapter at three. Page 92 in the packet, but it's chapter three. I don't see why there's a picture of Nye Beach.
Right. That's because it's referring to compact. In the prose, it says basically, you know, we are trying to be compact, sprawl. And so this is an example of, you know, the zoning designation allows for compact multi-use development with residences above businesses, because in the whole idea of this statewide goals 3 and 4 are to preserve ag and forest land, and the only way to do that without sprawling is to have compact.
I did read the section. I didn't get that in context.
The section that really particular doesn't say that.
Makes better sense. Makes more sense.
No.
Well, yeah.
So I need to.
Yeah, just
in the beginning part. Kind of refer to that, or else just have another.
I think, you know, there's not going to be too many people reading through this.
Right.
First of all.
Yes.
They're going to do a control F, go right to where they want to go. But on the other hand, it does, the photos can really enhance the understanding of what it is we're talking about. So now I assume the text, you haven't messed with the text at all. So if I come up with my nitpicky things on the text, that's for the next phase.
Yeah, that's next phase. You know, I was thinking, yeah, I need to bring it by you guys when it's like 95% done.
Stop him.
And I really do appreciate your editing skills. I think that's a talent, and I love doing that myself. So, yeah.
All right. I did have one question. Is there, it appears to be, you know, goals and policies, and then implement, or well, goals, policies, and then implementation measures. Which one am I on here? Chapter 5 doesn't have any implementation measures, I assume, yet.
Some do and some don't. So that's well, just the.
That's okay. Just the... I'm more interested in, like, back on. Oh, well, either of the other ones. Chapter 3, if you look at the, under the picture of the forest there, mm-hmm. You see a goal, and then you indent to 6 policies,
mm-hmm.
and then you indent again to implementation measures, which implies to me that those implementation measures only apply to policy 6.
That's right.
That is true?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you would intersperse the implementation measures, if there were any for any other policies, right after the policy statement.
Exactly. Okay. And it might be in one of these.
That's good, because I'm big on proper formatting. And
Oh yeah, I am too.
Indenting and things.
I'm with you.
I think it looks fabulous. With a, as long as there's a real emphasis on the pictures or diagrams, enhancing the understanding of what it is.
Okay.
We're talking about.
I will make that more clear, or maybe just remove the Nye Beach one.
So chapter 11 then is a little more fleshed out because it's got that cascading per each policy.
These are not done by me. Yeah. This was done by the city years ago. So goals, policies, and implementation measures, yeah.
But I mean the format that you have.
They granulated it more.
Yeah.
So I'm question is, should I put, if there are no implementation measures in a chapter, should I just call it goals and policies, which seems to make more sense? Or maybe I should just say goals and policies as the, and then the chapter title. So I got to think about that.
Doubling back here real quick, just to remind, the purpose of this project is to create something that's a little bit easier to read on our website. And for the general public, then pulling out the full comprehensive plan. But one objective we had with this is to do this in a manner which does not require a comprehensive plan amendment.
Right.
So what we're talking about is working with the existing subject matter. So moving the policies and the goals, policies, and implementation measures we want in there verbatim. We don't want them. We can format them, make them look nicer, but we got to have them all in there. Right. All the other stuff could be simplified and then embellished upon with photos and things of that nature to make it a little bit more user-friendly for web purposes.
And this chapter really got into the details. It goes into, you know, implementation measures for A, B, C. It really was, that was a bit of work. Any other comments?
I say that too because you guys may recall we spent an inordinate amount of time with the estuary management plan talking about units 9 and 11. Don't expect that what Beth brings back to have all of that language there. That doesn't mean it's gone. We still have the official comp plan with all of that stuff. It's just, you know, do we want, you know, an estuary management plan element that's, you know, that thick on the web, and we probably don't.
Well, I think it looks great, and I'll be curious to see maybe the next time you visit us what it actually looks like on the web.
That'll
be important.
Let's do that.
It gets integrated into the new website.
Yeah. Okay, so next time. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you for your work.
You're welcome.
Effectively, it's 7, basically.
Okay, I think with that, we will close the work session. And
we still have the work program update.
Derek, you got anything to say about that?
You mean I get 30 seconds, right? I'll blast through that.
Yeah, take an extra 30 seconds. What the hell?
Let's take a peek at it. I think the biggies here we have. So I'm suggesting we not have a meeting the 11th is a holiday. It right. would have kicked to the Tuesday, and then we've got a large public event on the 14th. I don't have anything for, you know, that has to happen that week, planning commission wise, so that we go ahead and cancel that, freeze you guys up. What I would like to know is if four or more intend to be at that event, we can just notice it. And
that's what I assumed you were trying to do there.
That's kind of where I was going with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
notice
yeah, well, it. I'll be there.
Just in case you should. Yeah.
Probably should just in case.
I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow, but
yeah, Bill, you gone?
I don't know. I probably not, but okay. You never know. I don't know. I'd have to go look at Diane's master calendar.
So for the 25th, I'll be giving you a kind of the mid-year update on the Bayfront Parking Management Program because we We have now officially transitioned into off-season. We turned them over a few days early before the Halloween event that's going to be down there. It's all been transitioned. I'll need to touch base with you on where we're at with the FEMA pre-implementation compliance measures or PICMs. November 25th, we should be well set up for, you'll get a dog and pony show from our IT staff on the new aerial imagery and LiDAR information we have. So there'll be some nice stuff there for you to take a look at. We got public hearings coming up on the 25th. We've got Central Lincoln PUD is going to be rebuilding their office building there on 101. And they've got a couple of residential parcels that they want to, on the back end of their property, they want to rezone those to commercial, which aligns with the rest of their ownership, which gives them more flexibility in how they redo or build their new office. So that's what that's all related to. Pretty small, the two small residential properties. It's not a really big rezoning. That's when we also have a hearing on the limited land use stuff that you've already seen in work session. Then that's not a placeholder anymore on December 16th. We've got that locked in. It'd be a joint meeting of the council and planning commission on the 16th. I don't think that's your normal meeting day. I think that would have been the council's normal meeting day. I believe they meet on the 6th. Yeah. So I have you in for the 16th instead of the 9th. I didn't add an extra meeting for you, so.
Okay. Okay, so there's no meeting on the 9th, then.
Right, I should have probably put that on there.
And roughly what time do you think the 16th will be?
6 o'clock.
Now, the council usually does their work sessions in the middle of the day, don't they?
No. 6 o'clock. It would be
6 o'clock, yeah.
I think we're going to do a 6 o'clock start on that one.
Oh, all right.
I talked to Eric briefly about it today. The purpose of that, that'll allow you us to, you guys will have a chance to see what the results were coming out of the public event and the online open house, which closes on December 6th.
Okay.
So yeah, but that's what the focus of that meeting is going to be about. And there's just a little bit, no meeting on the 23rd.
Has the parking group begun discussing Nye Beach yet, or is the focus still on Bayfront?
We're in that kind of transition point, but they haven't had detailed discussions yet about Nye Beach. So. And then the rest is just some forecasting. So,
great.
All right.
Yes. Okay. I'll close the work session again.